Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 1, we were talking about God-given gifts and the way that we should or should not use them. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And there we see that God gave all four knowledge and skill. And they'll need that knowledge and skill and understanding and wisdom when we get to chapter 3 and we see those three other Hebrew teenagers will be cast into that fiery furnace that is so hot, it's made seven times hotter than it should be, and the ones casting them in, the fire kills them, and they're some of the mighty men of Nebuchadnezzar. And so we find that these three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or as their Hebrew names are, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And we see them leaning on this wisdom greatly in chapter 3. But to Daniel, he adds understanding in all visions and dreams. And he'll need that understanding immediately when we go to chapter 2. Because Nebuchadnezzar will be putting to death everybody in sight because they can't tell him what he dreamed about, let alone the interpretation of the dream. And God gives that to Daniel. But I hope you see as well that God has a reason for the gifts that he gives unto men. God just didn't give Daniel and his three friends these gifts of understanding and wisdom. He gives it to them that it might be used in his service. Now, some of you listening today may have gifts of singing, of music. But you want people to applaud, and you want people to pat you on the back, and you want to sing a style of music that your church may not like. And you don't get your way, so you decide, I'm not going to sing. Well, then you have just abused a gift of God. And you have just told God that what I want is more important than what you want. Daniel was the first one who purposed in his heart in verse 8. And perhaps I believe that he influenced the other three. Therefore, whereas all of them have wisdom and skill and knowledge, understanding, wisdom, Daniel has added to him understanding in all visions and dreams. He took the first stand. Now, Daniel practiced his faith. He didn't do it to become better than his associates. He practiced his faith in order to please his Lord and God. My friend, don't use the talents, whether it's teaching or music or preaching or some other area. Don't use that talent to exalt yourself and to get accommodation above the other people in your church. You use it to the best of your ability in order to please the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice the lesson that's here for us. Purity of heart and faithful obedience come before enlightenment and blessing. Now, Daniel and his three friends, they don't know what's going to happen, but they know what God's word says. And they said, regardless of what's going to happen, we're going to do what God's word says. They know that that is wise. And so, in a pureness of heart and faithful obedience, they stick to it. Now we see that God adds to them more wisdom and skill and knowledge and understanding. See, it's the reversal of those things that often lead us into all kind of error. We want to understand before we're obedient. We want to see the blessing before we'll do it. What is the pay for? And yet we are not even consistent in that. You say, well, how are we not consistent in that? If we know that God will reward something, then we do it, we find that out ahead of time. But that's not always true. Because Jesus said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. It seems like today we want to be comforted and we don't want to go through the mourning period. We want to inherit the earth. We don't want to be meek. We want to be filled without hungering and thirsting for righteousness. We want to obtain mercy. We're just not quick to be merciful. We want to see God, but we're not too sure that we want our hearts pure. There are things that we want to hold on to in our hearts. And you see, on we can go down to say that, we want this, want that. If I knew what the reward would be, I would do it. Well, in the Beatitudes, Jesus gave us some things that he'll reward. The promises are sure. It's just like the crowns. A crown of joy for those that bring souls to the Savior, that turn many to righteousness. And by turning them to righteousness, you'll witness the gospel. You don't water it down. You call them sinners. You tell them that Jesus shed his blood for them and rose from the dead. He's the only way to heaven. There's no other way. You give them the truth. You call them to repentance and faith. And some may get saved. Majority may not. But if you're going to have the crown of joy, you will turn them to righteousness regardless of how they react. Because you trust God. You take him at his word. You're not looking at the circumstances. You're not looking for the success that man says is success. You're just simply saying, God said to do this. I'll do this. He will reward it later. You have to have eternity set in your heart, my friend, and realize that what we do on earth may bring trials and tribulations and troubles and persecutions. As a matter of fact, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But our years here are so short compared to forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So the wise man just keeps on keeping on for Jesus, and he gets things right. It's faithful and obedience before the reward. Now, if you try to put knowledge before heart purity, if you try to grasp scriptural truth but not obeying it until you do grasp it, then, my friend, you are headed for a fall. Now, this first chapter of Daniel, which is in a book of types and prophecies, gives us the foundation of holiness and obedience if we're going to serve God acceptably in the last days. Remember, when the disciples asked in Acts 1 if Jesus was going to come now and establish his kingdom, he said, it wasn't for you to know the times or the seasons, but you're to occupy till I come. You see, too many of us are occupied with his coming instead of occupying until he comes. Well, Daniel was entrusted with these gifts from God because God knew Daniel would use them properly. And in return, Daniel would give all the glory to God. How often do preachers and singers and teachers work twice as hard to promote themselves instead of God, to uplift their own names instead of the name that's above all name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? The first qualification in serving God acceptably is to be holy, undefiled, separate from sin, and humble And you can't be that of yourself. And you've got to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I can't be this. I need thee. As the song says, every hour I need thee. Now, by the way, these four teenagers, Daniel and his three friends, show us God does have a place for young people to serve the Lord. And they don't have to be older adults in order to be separate from worldliness and sin. As a matter of fact, this even shows that God expects them to be holy. Now, these four young people, they were not the majority of teenagers taken out of Israel into captivity. They were an extreme minority. Parents, don't excuse in your teenagers what God will not excuse in them. Now notice, these four teenagers are doing this in a day when the rest of the folks in their religion, in their church, so to speak, when they're saying, well, look, you can't do it that way today. They're saying, well, look, this is a different situation. You've got to change. Well, Daniel wouldn't take it. And yes, he was in an extreme minority. There were just four of them. But they said, God's word is right. God's word is everlasting. God's word never changes. And we are going to stick with the word of God, even if it means the loss of all things. I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul, Philippians chapter 3. He said he had suffered the loss of all things. And he was a well-to-do man at one time. But then when he looked at his position, his prestige, and his money, all that he had, he kind of looked back and said, you know what? That was dung. He says in Philippians 3, 8 through 10. He compared that to what you see in a cow pasture, the things of this life. Isn't that interesting? And that leads us in our text to verses 18 through 21 here of Daniel chapter 1, where it says, now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even until the first year of King Cyrus. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.